Com.
Friday, and another edition of What's on Your Mind. I'm Scott Henin. Next to me is Mr. Todd Mitchell. We both have microphones. We're waiting to talk with you on your telephone. Simple as that. Hi, Todd. Happy Friday.
Hey, happy Friday. Did you remember to drop off that ice cream you were saving for me?
Oh, gosh darn it. Sorry about that.
Did you remember to take it out of your truck, or did it melt the other day? Did it melt last weekend when it got real warm?
By the way, I see some 60-degree temps next week, so I got a little spring in my step now that we might actually...
How about that? We're going to have a spring after all, isn't that neat?
Melting ice cream everywhere. Do you know that I had a pizza roll at the Bread Poet yesterday? Have you ever had... a slice of a pizza roll over at the Bread Poet?
I haven't had the pizza roll. I certainly have plenty of their other stuff, the cinnamon roll and stuff. I'm not at the pizza roll. I'm about to try that.
Ooh, my gosh, really good
stuff.
That
sounds
good. Yeah, it does. Try that one out. It was new on me, but it was a dandy. They were on Thayer in downtown Bismarck. Anyway, welcome to a Friday edition of the program we call What's on Your Mind. Here's how it works. You tell us what's on your mind. And it's as simple as picking up the telephone. That's one easy way to do it, and actually our preferred way at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, or studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can email a question there, obviously. You can go to our Facebook page, and you can weigh in there. I was thinking yesterday after the program about... you know, we had a number of different opinions, and from various perspectives and points, specifically on Fort Hood, but a number of issues yesterday. But on the Fort Hood situation, whenever one of these big stories happens, if you notice, a lot of people tend to go to, like, cable news. I mean, you get a snippet on the top of the hour radio news, and we get the opportunity to visit with folks on our program. But on the cable channels, it's like 24-7. So the Malaysian plane goes missing, right? It's like 24-7 chattering. That's what I call it, okay? And the same thing happened on Fort Hood. I tend to find the vast majority of what you hear on the cable channels on a particular topic is rank speculation and just sort of the same stuff over and over and over again. And what I really love about doing this program, I've been doing talk radio, in its, I guess, traditional form since about 1986. Started in Grand Forks and then down in 2001 down to Fargo, and have been blessed the last year or so to be part of K-Fire and KCJB and KLTC's network, in addition to our stations in the Bakken, KTGO, and AM 1100. I've never been part of a program like this from the standpoint of what the massive amount of callers and audience bring to the table. It's just fun to do this program. So this is not a shameless suck up to the audience, but it is a sincere compliment. I hope you'll take it as that you have a lot to offer. And you ought not hesitate in bringing it to the table, because I'm telling you, the analysis we got yesterday on Fort Hood, for instance, and the commentary was infinitely better than anything you could watch on Fox News, CNN, MSNBC, or, you know,
Amen.
Alphabet Soup Network, which is quote unquote experts saying the same stuff to each other over and over and over again. And, you know, I'm not just talking about Fort Hood. I'm talking about anything. I'm talking about, I would call it sort of that North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Minnesota common sense. The Northern Plains just kind of common sense. You folks get it. You've been through a lot in life, and you bring a lot to the table. So that's just an analysis of yesterday's show, and hopefully an encouragement that on whatever the issue is, whatever is on your mind, that you don't hesitate to let your voice be heard and to weigh in. That's what this show's for. And we can get some things done. So appreciate that very much. Friday's kind of a free for all. We have a few normal or nuts questions on the table today. We'll get to those. We have a couple of guests. The Republicans are about to gather in Minot. The Democrats gathered in Fargo last weekend. The big race on the Republican side in Minot this weekend is who will be the Republican endorsed candidate for Ag Commissioner. We're going to give both candidates a last chance to sort of tell us why they ought to be the one that comes out of the weekend with the endorsement. A little bit unusual in that you have a Republican-endorsed candidate a Republican incumbent candidate previously endorsed by the Republican Party seeking re-election who's being challenged. And so that's the why this is the race everybody's watching. Doug Goring, the sitting Republican who heads the Ag Department as Ag Commissioner, and a challenger, Judy Estenson, and a bit of a fight inside the family, and that the North Dakota Farm Bureau really just said too many issues that Doug Goring's gone, you know, astray, and so we're picking and supporting a different candidate, and ultimately delegates will decide that this weekend. So we'll hear from both of them. In the meantime, what's on your mind? Telephone number is 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. One place I know there's a whole lot of good Northern Plains common sense is in Wing, North Dakota, and let's start there today with Fred and Wing. Fred, what is on your mind?
Good morning, sirs. How are you today?
We're well today. Good morning to you.
Well, I just, my heart is a little heavy this morning, and when you started talking about the news media and stuff, I was just wondering if you'd be interested in a little history about what happened in my life. And I can remember 1973, in high school, we had 13 girls in our class and 7 boys, and they're all pretty girls, so we had a lot to choose from there. And I can remember the story of Jeremiah Denton. And Jeremiah Denton was a prisoner of war in Vietnam, and it had happened during that period of 71, 72, 73. He was tortured in Vietnam. And I can remember the girls going to brand new mall in town, Kirkwood Mall. It was brand new. It was such a big thing for us. And they bought these prisoner of war bracelets, and they wore them. And we were patriots, and that was driven into us by our parents, our grandparents at that time. But we had this news media that just kept calling these people bad things. The war became political for the first time in history. And as time went by, we listened to only 3 news stations that we had at that time. And that was ABC, CBS, and NBC. And most of us only had CBS and NBC at the time here. So our news came through one channel. That's all we got. And their news affiliates were in the radio, and we heard this. It was a lot of propaganda given to us as kids, and they swayed us. We didn't have other people to give us that stuff. Some of the people, including myself, were patriotic. We loved our people over there fighting. Like Jeremiah Denton was our hero, and we just, you know, we just found out that every night when we listen to the news, we're not supposed to have heroes anymore. And it took years to get that out of us. We didn't have things like What's on Your Mind program. We didn't have Rush Limbaugh. We didn't have Sean Hannity. We didn't have some of the other conservative hosts that battle against this liberal propaganda machine that they were coming out against us with. And it took years for us to get our thinking back. And I just think back at that time, that was when the news media became one-sided, and it just really took away a lot of truth out of our lives. And I was wondering if you guys would appreciate that story today.
Yeah, well, certainly. I mean, it has an influence. You know, it does. And one of the things that I most disdain about the media is I think a lot of folks in the media, especially big media, okay, I mean, we're media, so it sounds kind of odd criticize fellow media, but there, you know, this is media that's interactive. It says, what's on your mind? You tell us, let's have a conversation, right? Big media would be the newspapers, the major newspapers, the networks that sort of drive the debate. My biggest beef is that many of those folks, come from a very staunch liberal position and, generally going to the liberal arts, wanting to change the world, and rather than run for office, or rather than start an organization that can make a difference on whatever it is, they go into an industry and what is supposed to be an objective perspective to say this person said this person said that, here's the facts, ma'am, and you decide, it's swaying things. It's using their viewpoint of wanting to change the world and their own particular opinions and weaving it in to places that really it shouldn't be if it's quote-unquote true journalism. And the danger of that is things like happened with the situation you're talking about in Vietnam, where all of a sudden the folks from Vietnam come back and are treated in the fashion they are. That's dangerous. I think, by the way, I'd say it's happening right now in North Dakota to a great extent, where you have, a robust economy, and you have oil and gas development. And the vast majority of the media, especially the editorial bent of the media, is to look at that and say, that's a glass half full. And to me, I don't want them saying the glass is half full. I don't want them saying the glass is half empty. I just want them reporting the facts. But the vast majority is negative. It's the glass is half empty. And it seems like a political push. So I appreciate that your heart is heavy about how that started, Fred, and glad you're part of our audience. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
Listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Beetelsbacher.
Backed by popular demand, the North Dakota Soybean Council is once again sponsoring a See for Yourself tour July 14th through 18th for North Dakota soybean producers to see their checkoff dollars at work. The tour includes visits to North Dakota State University's Commodity Trade Room in Fargo, North Dakota's Port Services and Train Yards in Minot, the shipping terminal at the Port of Grays Harbor in Aberdeen, Washington, and an aquaculture facility in Washington State. If selected, airfare, lodging, and most meals will be reimbursed by the Soybean Council. All North Dakota soybean farmers are invited to apply to participate in this See for Yourself tour by or before April 30th. Simply log on to ndsoybean.org to apply or contact the North Dakota Soybean Council office at 701-239-7194.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Spring sprung, and that means new hours for the North Dakota Truck Wash. Megan is on the phone, the manager there. Megan, tell us about your new hours.
We will be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, starting April 6th.
And, of course, these are the folks that know that deep cleaning process, the custom Bakken chemistry, the new sprayer technology, the best undercarriage wash in North Dakota. They have two inside heated bays. If you need directions, give them a call at 701-628-1550. 24-7 starting April 6th, the North Dakota Truck Wash on the truck bypass south of Senex, Stanley.
USS North Dakota will be commissioned May 31st. She's the most modern attack submarine in the world. I'm Bob Weeple on behalf of USS North Dakota. Join me and many others across our great state in making history. Your tax-deductible contribution of $100 up to $5,000 assures she will have an historic and memorable commissioning as she joins the fleet. Your contribution includes your name in USS North Dakota's commissioning book. Making history begins at our website, ussnd.com. Donate today at ussnd.com and be a part of history. Thank you.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as the global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
I call your audience is an informed audience, and they want to stay informed. Well, that's why we listen and participate. Keep up the work. Have a good day.
But you're doing the informing as well. You know, so you may be tuning in to stay informed, but, you know, the collective audience and our take on particular issues that we get day in and day out from this great audience is what makes it wonderful. So. Thanks for the compliments, and keep the comments coming. That's what makes this great and so fun to do. I absolutely just, you know, never been part of anything like it. Really a lot of fun. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Brian in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Say, I got your PM version of the show last night, and I got to hear the interview with Heidi Heitkamp. And Scott, I think you asked her something along the lines of, you know, if Obamacare is broken, what have you done to fix it? And she replied that, you know, we went out and we changed the employer mandate from 50 to 100 employees. And I kind of wanted to paint a picture based on what she said. You know, picture yourself and the senator in a survival situation. And the only two tools that you have are a shotgun and a buck knife. Say you're out in the wilderness and all of a sudden a grizzly bear and a tree squirrel approach you and both of them want to kill you. What does the senator do? The senator picks up the shotgun, says, I'll take the squirrel. And you're left with a grizzly bear with a buck knife. I think the biggest picture on this is premiums for everybody falling through the roof. You know, the employer deal of it, yeah, that's a piece of it. But the larger picture is that, you know, each individual is going to suffer because of this law. And they've got the weapon with the most power. And they're choosing to use it on the smallest part of it.
I think that's a recognition. Don't you think that's a recognition that they just don't have the numbers to be able to do anything? I mean, Heidi Heitkamp's in a tough position, right? Because she is a Democrat up against the vast majority of Democrats that think this is rah rah great. Okay, and Harry Reid already said about the proposal that she put forward, which was a clear recognition of the political dangers of this thing, starting to catch up with her and, you know, a few other. Democrats that are saying, hey, wait a minute here. I mean, Mary Landrieu wants to get reelected, right? She's down there in Louisiana going, hey, I voted for this thing, and now I'm hanging out to dry here. You got Manchin in West Virginia, same thing. You've got a number of folks, Begich in Alaska. And so you got some Democrats that obviously recognize the political peril of this, so they put something forward. And immediately Harry Reid says, see you later, bye. So don't you think the reason that they picked the squirrel is because there's no chance they're going to be able to take the grizzly down anyway?
Well, yes and no. I mean, instead of them taking a hammer and trying to take the brick wall down one piece at a time, pick up the skid steer, whatever, knock the whole wall down. I mean, take a position and stand by it. This middle-of-the-road stuff is just killing people. I mean, these guys talk out of the sides of their mouths. Heidi Heitkamp's a Democrat, and guess who she gets her money from? People who believe that Obamacare is a good idea. I don't buy it. I think it's a complete farce, and it needs to be done away with.
Seriously. Okay, well, but the farce being Obamacare, or the farce being that she wants to fix Obamacare?
That's the farce, is that she wants to fix Obamacare. There's no fixing something that's already broke. If it was so great, how come we're coming out saying, oh yeah, we're going to make an amendment to this, we're going to fix this, we're going to fix that? You know, if it was so great, why does it need fixing right out of the gate? That's what I don't understand. It was so good for everybody. Why are we looking at it now as a problem, you know? And I think the Democrats are admitting it, too. They're talking out of the side of their mouth.
Well, the one thing I would tell you, that I happen to believe you have voiced an opinion that the vast majority of our audience has, that we hear from. I mean, the overwhelming amount of people. And, you know, my sense of this whole thing is, and I brought this up to her yesterday, I don't get a sense that the opposition to Obamacare is knee-jerk among people who just say, well, I didn't vote for that president, therefore I don't like his plan. It's people that, quite honestly, you know, didn't pay enough attention to the debates over Obamacare or the presidential elections that now see their, you know, health care premiums going up, their deductibles going up, their plan not being anywhere near. People that have had real-world impacts, folks that run businesses going, are you kidding me? Look what's happening to my premiums, and I've got to offer my employees less of the plan? Wrestling whether do I just take the penalty and not do this at all, going through all those painful discussions. And I think that describes the vast majority of people.
Hey,
you,
Scott,
you
I've
Brian, just one sec, Brian. But you, Brian, and others that have that opinion, in my view, have the power within you to present those stories, to present your views directly to Senator Heitkamp. And if, as you say is true, her heart isn't in this, she doesn't really want to repeal it, you'd change your mind on that. Because Heidi Heitkamp's a smart politician. She wants to remain in office and wants to be loved. And I think the more real-world stories that she hears, the more real North Dakotans she hears from, She, if she isn't already, is going to be in the camp of actually wanting to change this.
You know what's more real than anything, though? I voted for Obama in 08. I didn't vote for him in 12, and I'll never vote for him again. I'll never vote for a Democrat in my entire life because it's just a bunch of BS is what it is.
And what changed you from that standpoint? I mean, that's a pretty significant change. You were an Obama voter the first go-around, not the second, and now saying, I've learned my lesson. What was your clarion call? What was the wake-up call, Brian?
Well, I have to give a lot of credit to my boss. He's a heck of a smart guy. And when I started working for our company, he told me, he said, when you're young, you have a huge heart and no brain. And when you get older, you have a big brain and no heart. And that's the way people perceive it. And I think it's this general, you know, stigma is like, you know, if you're younger, I'm 27, if you're younger and you're conservative, you have no heart. You don't want to help anybody. You know, what about the poor and impoverished? You just don't care. And I think as you get older, you realize that the poor and impoverished, by giving them more and more, that doesn't fix anything. It doesn't fix anything. It just makes the problem worse. And as you grow up and you become successful in life, you realize this is the ticket. You know, if we could just show everybody how to do this, life would be better for everybody. But no, we've got people like Heidi Heitkamp and all these Democrats out there just running around, and they're just dangling these handouts in front of their face, and nobody wants to work for anything. And that is the part that really turned me into a conservative, is just I cannot morally see eye to eye with that. I mean, it just doesn't sit well with me. And that's the position I hold today. And then I look at Obamacare as just a total entitlement. And the people who are voting for it are people who probably aren't even going to be enrolled in the system because they're already, you know, they're in poverty. They're not paying for their health care. We're already paying their health care in full force, you know. And now we're getting hit with another $300 on a family premium plan. I mean, how are we supposed to continue to pay for the people who truly can't afford it if they're just robbing us blind, you know?
Brian, appreciate the call. Thanks a bunch. 800-228-0550 is our toll-free telephone number. Brian's position on Senator Heitkamp, not wanting to fix Obamacare, that this was just political and window dressing. I'd be curious if others agree with that. I think she's too good a politician to be in that camp. I mean, she knows this is not politically popular. That's why she's joined these other Democrats to put forward these changes. Now, whether those changes have any chance of getting by Harry Reid or the president who wants to spike the football and say, oh, see how great things are, that's a whole other story. I think she's too smart a politician to not understand there are real problems here and would want to fix that and ultimately, get that done. Because, quite honestly, she is going to own a good deal of this problem, regardless of proposing fixes or not. I mean, the political ramifications to the Democrats because of Obamacare are well known. Why wouldn't she want to fix it? Help me understand why you would think different. We'll continue.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Farmers Union Oil Company, the Senex stores that have been serving the communities of Stanley, Tioga, and the surrounding area for 71 years have a brand new name, Pinnacle. Serving excellence. And the Pinnacle Travel Plazas in Stanley and Tioga are the place to go if you're headed for the Bakken. Great food. That's right. Stop in and find home cooking, just like Mama used to make. All kinds of great daily lunch and dinner specials prepared by their executive chef. All kinds of great grab-and-go items. Burgers, fries, onion rings, mozzarella sticks, chicken drummies, popcorn chicken, chicken strip baskets. The Piccadilly Pizza is fantastic. Personal pan size, medium and large. Order in or take out. They have catering available, too. A great bakery department, and a sit-down eating area. Come on in and enjoy good old-fashioned home cooking at the Pinnacle Travel Plazas, right off Highway 2 in Stanley, or just north of Highway 2 on Highway 40 in Tioga. Pinnacle, serving excellence.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Of what's on your mind, and lots of time to find out the answer to that question today at 800-228-0550, 800-228-0550. We are also going to chat with two candidates for the Republican nomination for Ag Commissioner at the Republican Convention in Minot this weekend. That's the race everybody is watching. It's really about the only thing that of notice is up to be decided at the Republican Convention. Otherwise, it'll be a lot of rah-rah behind the top of the ticket and Kevin Cramer and the PSC candidate and Tax Commission candidate and some of the other races that are happening. So that's the one everybody's watching. If you have a question or comment for our candidates, first Doug Goring and in an hour, Judy Estenson, we welcome those at 800-228-0550. Doug Goring, the Ag Commissioner, is here. Hello, Mr. Commissioner. How are you?
Hey, good morning, Scott.
So give us a snapshot of where the race is at heading into the weekend.
Well, we're working hard at this, staying focused on message. I got to tell you that North Dakota has a bright future, and we need to just continue to look at all those things that are going to support agriculture, help move agriculture forward, embracing innovation, technology to help us to be competitive in that global market, research to allow us to be more efficient and effective addressing issues like yield, quality, pests, pathogens, insects, disease, and trade. We need to export our surplus. We need to find a home for those commodities. And when you look at North Dakota itself, I got to tell you, Scott, most people don't even realize or understand this. Agriculture is responsible for one out of four jobs. 25% of all the jobs in North Dakota are related directly back to agriculture in this state. So it's not just about food security for this state and nation. It's about economic security for our state and for our nation because we bring dollars back into Main Street, back into our rural and urban economies. And you think about all those things that are tied, that go right to the farm gate to support the production of food, feed, and fiber in this state and this nation. And then look at all the products that leave that farm gate that get processed, transported, moved. People derive a living from that. People make a living from that. It's important. It's important to our rural communities. It's important to our urban communities. So we're staying focused. It's on message. This is about agriculture. It certainly has other elements to it, too. I serve on the Water Commission, the Upper Great Plains Transportation Institute, so infrastructure, Industrial Commission, Bank of North Dakota, State Melon Elevator, Department of Mineral Resources, the Oil and Gas Development, Public Finance Authority, all bonding in the state goes through us, Housing Finance Agency, affordable housing, all the housing that we work on and provide public-private partnerships to have affordable housing throughout the state. Also, our Transmission Authority, Pipeline Authority, through the Renewable Energy Portfolio, and our Lignite Energy Research Council, and portfolio goes through us too. So it is a busy place. SBAR, which is State Board of Ag Research and Education, State Board of Tax Equalization. There's about 32 committees, councils, boards, commissions that I serve on that play an integral role in North Dakota's economy, North Dakota's lives, and their quality of life, and I love it. It's a great job, and we have so much more to do, and we've done so much already. We got a great story to tell here in North Dakota.
Terry from Glen Olin has a question for our guest, Commissioner Doug Goring. Go ahead, Terry.
Good morning, Doug. This is Terry here. See,
good morning, Terry.
Yeah, I'm wondering, like, what is the North Dakota Ag Commissioner going to do about the EPA and the USDA and our Democrat president by overregulating our farmers and ranchers out here? Like, now I heard that the EPA wants to start advancing, like, taxing methane gas from cattle on it. They want to reduce 25% of methane gas on cattle.
Oh, yeah.
All this stuff is equating to higher food costs to our consumers. And if anybody's been paying attention, it's food prices are going up fairly high. And these needless regulations like combine dust and this methane gas, I mean, it's almost like it never stops. They just want to put our food supply in danger.
Well, and you're absolutely right. This is an issue I brought up 4 years ago when they were going down this road with flatulent gas from cows and dust out in the countryside. And I had made a reference and commented, and actually we fought this fight with a lot of my colleagues at the national level. You know, what's next? Are you asking us to put diapers on our cows and on our combines? Because, quite frankly, that's not going to happen, and that's not realistic. Under the administration, unfortunately, in his first 4 years, there were over 3,700 new rules and regulations adopted by FDA, EPA, there was Bureau of Land Management, all these different federal agencies, and they did it through administrative rule and bypassed Congress because Congress was kind of locked up at the time. And by doing those things, that left us as state entities, ag commissioners and others that play a regulatory role, being the first line of defense. And we have been fighting these things. We've been pushing back. We've won a lot of battles. I brought federal agencies to North Dakota to show them that if they try to impose or push some of those rules and regulations on us, what it's going to do. I brought EPA here co-hosting a tour with the grain growers, and we showed them that they wanted to put in those 450-foot use buffers around all of our potholes. I flew them over North Dakota Prairie Pothole Region and said, okay, so if you do that, I want you to look down. Where are we going to grow food, feed, and fiber and fuel for this nation? And all of a sudden, they start backing up and rethinking this. Then we actually talked about drift reduction technology. We started that 4 years ago. Guess what? In about 3 weeks, as I understand, that is going to be coming out. They are moving forward with considering different standards for different types of technology that is used by a farmer so that when it's windy out, it isn't just one standard that everybody has to worry about. When you look at wind speed now, you can use drift reduction agents. You can look at drift reduction technology, different types of tips that will continue to allow you to manage better, be out there when you need to, and not have to be blinded or restricted by that. The other thing we did, we brought in EPA when they tried to get rid of Rosol, which is used to control prairie dogs. And after showing them the damage that prairie dogs do, they went back and they said, you know, prairie dogs are damaging to the environment. We took them out on farms in western North Dakota, southern North Dakota, showed them, and they went back, and it was the first time I've ever seen EPA have to stand up to the activists and say, you know what, this is the only tool in the toolbox. We are not pulling it out. We're going to allow farmers and ranchers to keep that, to control prairie dogs, because it is more damaging to our environment to have those varmints out there than it is to just pull the product because you believe that it's wrong and it shouldn't be used. Those are just some of the things that we've been able to do, and we're going to continue to do those things. There's a list of other things that we've been able to accomplish. We actually circumvented EPA and USDA when they tried to look at the whole pollinator issue. They were going to come up with federal rules and regulations that would have superseded states. So we went ahead and developed the first pollinator plan in the nation under best management practices. Now we have seven other states that are actually using that as a model, and EPA and USDA had to back off and say, you know, it looks like agriculture is being responsive and responsible.
You know, as a farmer, rancher, and a meat producer, I'm looking for somebody in the ag department which sounds ridiculous, to fight against our own government so that we can keep providing food for our the national public. And you wouldn't think you'd have to fight against your own government, you know, like on needless regulation. Like, I can't believe you got that prairie dog thing passed through there. It sounds, first time I ever heard the EPA ever making sense.
Yeah. You got that.
Let me ask Doug Terry if he agrees with you that you know, the Ag Commission spot should in part be a warrior, if for lack of a better term, against the EPA. Do you agree with Terry, Doug?
Oh, yeah, and we are every day, because the thing is, if you're not at the table, you're on the table as lunch. And
that's right.
But now if you want to scream and holler, what happens is you lose credibility, and even your colleagues will pull away from you because you look like you're being a bit of a nut. You have to come in very sound. You have to have science. You have to take a stand, and you have to push back. And it scares the heck out of them because they're used to people screaming at them, and then they can just disregard you as being a nutcase. But when you have the facts and you take a stand and you push back, they get worried. They start sweating it, because pretty soon they know what your argument you have and how you can persuade and influence public sentiment against them. And they will start to turn, they'll start to listen, and they'll start to take a reasonable approach. The other thing is giving them all the right ammunition to say, well, this is why we're backing away, because of this, this, and this. You give them those sound bites, you give them the reasons, and they do fold up. Now, there's sometimes so much pressure coming from the administration that they got to find a different approach. But we did this 3 years ago. I remember when the nutrition guidelines came down for school lunch programs. That was actually being pushed by the First Lady. And it was our state. It was myself and my colleagues that joined together to fight that. And the thing that I brought forward as a policy to NASDA, National Association of State Departments of Ag, is you need to recognize that you cannot take meat and protein out of a diet of a child that's going to school, because their caloric intakes or their caloric needs are all different. You have active children out there. And here's the other issue. If you're just going to give them fruits and vegetables, how are you going to sustain any type of proper development in that child? And 76% of our children on hot lunch programs are on free and reduced meals. They're already at a socially disadvantaged child and situation. Now they're only going to get one meal a day, and it's just going to be some broccoli, some carrots, maybe a little bit of potatoes, and a little bit of some type of meat protein, but that's about it. Now, in a breakfast program, 84% of the children eating breakfast are on free and reduced meals. So all of a sudden, we've put these children even at a much further disadvantage, and we won that battle. The administration actually had to pull out. USDA backed off, and they waited to delay. Unfortunately, they're still trying to push forward with that.
Terry, appreciate the call very much. And Doug, one more question for you, so hang tight if you would on the other side of the break. Doug Goring, candidate for the Republican nomination for Ag Commissioner this weekend in Minot.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Look, Billings, Montana, the Metro Park Expo Center, home of the 15th Annual Energy Exposition. Yep, June 25th and 26th. It's the largest oil and gas trade show in the Rockies. You go there, you get exposed. Register your company for a booth now. And hey, Don't miss the industry dinner with keynote speaker, the Honorable Dick Cheney. Admission to the expo is free, and the exposure is, you know, priceless. The Energy Exposition, June 25th and 26th. Find out more at energyexposition.com.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
PetroServe USA, when you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way. With convenient locations across the states, PetroServe
USA
is your kind of place. With the very best of American-made fuels,
we take pride
in everything we do to keep you on the move.
Helping America feel better, PetroServe USA.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com. And be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terriganics.com, spelled Terriganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Life's getting better.
Brought to you part today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. 60,000 jobs, $30 billion, with a B, $30 billion in economic impact, and doing a great deal towards bringing the U.S. to energy security. Find out more about the North Dakota Petroleum Council online at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. NorthDakotaOilCan.com, one of our sponsors here on What's on Your Mind. Wrapping up our conversation with Doug Goring, who is the Republican candidate for the endorsement for the position he now holds of Ag Commissioner at the state convention. Republicans gathering beginning this morning and continuing through Sunday in Minot this weekend. If you have a question or comment for him, that's welcome at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Bob and Bismarck waiting to weigh in on a different topic, not for Doug, but we'll get to you in just a second here. Bob, first want to finish with Commissioner Goring. Bring us through the process here. I mean, rather unprecedented that you're, the incumbent yet have a challenge of a Republican for an endorsement, largely due to differences over policy and some issues they took exception with that you've since apologized for in the office, Doug. Give me a sense of how that's being received by the delegates. Are you out there talking individually, one-on-one to delegates? This has been quite a battle, and certainly playing out in the headlines. I mean, do you call and say, I want your support, and actually count folks? Do you not know the outcome until Sunday? What's going to happen?
Oh, yeah. If we get on the phone, and I haven't been able to call every delegate. I got volunteers that have been helping, but I have been on the phone for the last 2.5 weeks, calling delegates, talking to delegates. I know where it's at. It's looking pretty good, but you always run like you're 10 points behind. Now we had quite a few more delegates got dumped in over the weekend. So, we have a pretty good idea where most of them stand, but we'll just have to see how this all plays out. Like I said, you always run like you're behind, and you just continue to reach out to people and make sure that they know your record. My record stands for itself.
Do the delegates say, hey, yeah, I'll you have my support? I mean, do they tell you that, or do they hold pretty close to the vest?
And they'll tell you when they don't. I've had a handful that have said, well, I'm still undecided, or no, I've already talked to the other candidate. I think I'm going to go with them, and that's fine. I say, is there any questions you have of me? You want me to walk through? Some people are, yeah, why don't you talk to me? And you know, it's amazing. After you get it out there, they're like, oh, I didn't know that. I thought it was this way. And, said, hey, go read the record, check this, check that. You can qualify and, clarify all these things through other forms such as news, media, press releases. You can go on some national stuff and see the work we've done. And there's just a lot of misinformation, untruths, and innuendo out there.
All right. Well, we'll find out Sunday, and that'll be the one race that certainly everybody is watching. Not taking away from any of the other races, but there's not a challenge for any of the other races. So that's why this one has a lot of attention of the 1,000 delegates and the folks covering the convention this weekend in Minot. Doug, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much, Scott. Take care.
You too. And by the way, we'll chat with Judy Estenson, who is the Republican challenger to the incumbent, Doug Goring, next hour. I'll give you a chance to visit with her as well and hear about this race. Bob in Bismarck, thanks for waiting. Tell us what's on your mind. Bob, go ahead.
Yes, I think we got a communist, president, Obama, and what I think we should do is take the communist, Democrats, along with him, and take them over to Russia, bring a president from Russia over to, USA and have him work with our Republicans here and let Obama do it, because we had too many years of his lying, deceitfulness, his only passing these laws of this, This communist law with this health care reform ramming it down our throats, and we got a monkey for a president. They're just leading us around by a chain. We've had enough of this guy in the office. So that's basically what's on my mind.
Yeah, it sounds like it, Bob. Let me ask you something. Do you worry more about the president and his policies, or the folks that have elected him now twice to president of the United States? In other words,
it's the people. It's our people voting these idiots back in the office. We should need some new blood. I think we should get rid of all these Democrat rats and get rid of all of them. Fire them all. No matter if they got a 5-year term, get rid of them all. Get new blood in here. Maybe this country will straighten out, because
when you say get rid of them all, you've got to convince your friends and neighbors and coworkers. And do you have these conversations with people where you work or where you live, Bob?
I get them all jacked up about it. We could get rid of them all, because what are they doing for us? They're not doing nothing. We're bringing all these people in from California, Mexico, and in our country, our jobs, and they're working for minimum wage. And they're getting food stamps, housing, and everything else, and then we don't have no jobs for us. So I weigh heavily on that. I think we should get rid of all. I've been telling them, they think I'm crazy off the wall, but I've been telling everybody at work, whoever I could talk to, I talk to about all this stuff.
In other words, you're not belly aching about it only. You're actually in the arena and saying, here's why I feel how I feel.
Well, yeah, if I could get on, like I said, if I could, you give me a microphone and a PA system and a service, and I'll tell it like it is. You give me a bunch of people there, and I'll tell it like it is, but they won't let me on the microphone when I got to say. You betcha. That's for
all
everything.
Right, Bob, we asked the question, what's on your mind, and you let us know today. So I appreciate the call very much today. On a problem. In general, though, I channel my frustration more at folks that elect Barack Obama than necessarily the individual themselves, because that's a bigger problem, isn't it? More coming up.
On Facebook, follow us on Twitter, find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
If you're working in the Stanley area and looking for affordable housing, listen up a moment. Yes, I said affordable housing. I want you to check out the new Frontier Village. It's a development conveniently located on the west side of Stanley, about 2 blocks north of the new Holiday Station on Highway 2. Now, if you have families, you're going to love this location because it is walking distance to the elementary and high school and, of course, groceries, amenities, all around, walking distance. With over 30 models of manufactured homes, it has never been easier to get a new home to meet your needs and your budget. Even though they have about 60 new lots, the best ones are going to sell quick, so why wait? Pick yours out today. Your new home will be ready to move into this spring if you start now. Call 701-628-2418. 701-628-2418. Affordable housing, walking distance to schools and groceries, and it's affordable. Call 701-628-2418 for Frontier Village today.
It's hard to imagine when things are going reasonably well just how quickly things can change. But what would it take? Economic collapse? Massive crop failure? Chemical or biological attack? So many situations could find you in the grocery looking to pick up food for your family only to find that the shelves are empty. There's nothing. Don't let that happen. Act today to make sure that if it ever comes to that, you and your family will be provided for. Visit freezedryguy.com to look at the wide variety of survival foods available. Freeze-dried foods from the Freeze Dry Guy store longer, rehydrate faster, are nutritionally superior to, and taste better than any other long-term storage food available. Visit freezedryguy.com or call toll-free 866-404-3663. FreezeDryGuy.com.
In the U.S., one in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.